and gentlemen, it's Friday, July 25th, 2025. This is the InfoWars War Room, the fastest 3 hours on the internet. Starts now. Well, President Trump has just landed in Scotland, where he's going to be taking a working vacation, as they're saying. He does plan to have at least one round of golf at his golf course while he's there. And he's going to be discussing trade with some EU leaders while he's playing golf with them. And I say good. In fact, I think it was earlier this week where I said, I begged President Trump to go play golf. I was begging him. I was like, go play a round of golf. You just need to get a game in. So he's gonna be playing around. So that's good. It's good news. Good news for the country. He needs that. It's therapeutic. And hopefully he shoots a good game. At least that's probably what his enemies are hoping. Now, he took questions from the press before getting on Air Force One. That was earlier this morning. We have some of the highlights and some of those clips. And then, after he just landed, we're pulling in the entire kind of pseudo-press conference, if you will. He just landed. He gets off Air Force One. He does another round of questions with the press and some other stuff. But talking about Epstein, Maxwell, the economy, trade, and a little golf. Talking a little golf. Does Happy Gilmore 2 come out this weekend? Is golf the theme of the weekend here? Do I need to get a tee time? So we'll be hearing all of that from President Trump coming up on the other side of this short segment. Now, we've got an update. Russia and Ukraine war. Things are heating up. Strikes going back and forth. Drone strikes. And then you've got some other stuff going on dealing with Israel. But most of this geopolitical news is going to be dealing with Russia and Ukraine. But I suppose the Israel issue always hits us here in the homeland as well, in America, my holy land. New hate speech laws, let's say, to put it simply, are now trying to target social media companies and force them to censor anti-Semitic speech. Yes, that's right. So what they're trying to do here is, oh, well, the government, it's like what they already did, but they didn't come out and do it publicly. Oh, well, the government can't censor your speech, but the private corporations can. So Facebook can censor you or X or anyone else. And so now they're going to try to pressure these social media companies into engaging in censorship again, except this time it's public with policy instead of behind the door stuff, secret emails and the portals and everything we learned about from the Biden administration. So, yes, I do have a stack on the Epstein-Maxwell situation, and there have been some developments. For the second straight day, Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche had a closed-door meeting with Maxwell in the prison and then made some comments afterwards. Then there were rumors that I haven't really seen confirmed yet. I think it's kind of obvious that this is where it's going to go, but I haven't seen it confirmed. So the rumors are Maxwell is requesting a pardon for cooperation in whatever it is they're asking her to cooperate in. So that's a whole nother thing. But Trump did comment on that again today as well. So when we come on to the other side, we're going to be playing clips of Trump this morning, and then we'll play the whole pseudo-press conference that just happened in Scotland.
I am cutting this announcement on the evening of July 21st, 2025. That means you've got 8 days until next Tuesday the 29th Take advantage of one of the biggest sales yet at thealexjonesstore.com on some of the most amazing supplements in the world. We have the very best medical grade methylene blue. You can buy one bottle of liquid, already discounted, get one absolutely free. Just go research the medical effects, medical benefits of methylene blue, and understand we have the very best out there. USP grade, medical grade. We've given it to all our guests. They've all had amazing varying effects. I've given it to over 500 people personally. Only three or four of them have had no effect. That means your mitochondria is in great shape if you have no effect, but most of us need it. It has incredible benefits. The same is for the amazing Irish sea moss, Shilajit, and more. The sale goes until next Tuesday, the 29th of July, 2025, and it funds our operations. Get yours, and it funds the InfoWar. Right now, discounted. Buy one, get one free at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
To Trump in Scotland just landing moments ago. So the drip, drip, drip of the Trump-Epstein connection continues. And I've got some other commentary on this that we'll get into today. The guys actually put the Drudge headlines back up, and I'm not going to get into the weeds of it all. We'll just do some kind of, we'll kind of go over the new developments here, but I'm not going to delve into all these new drip, drip, drip stuff. Because there's just, it's just too much. It's all the same. 100,000 pages of unreleased Epstein, Maxwell Freedom for dirt on Clinton, Don Damage Control. And last night they put out new things of him signing a book and signing a picture. And it's just, you know, it's just, it's the drip, 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 drip. Now, just for the context here, I get hammered by the new MAGA, the woke right, whatever you want to call them. They say, oh, you're fake MAGA. You're anti-Trump. You're a liberal now. You're paid opposition. All of this stuff. I just tell the truth. That's what I do. I call it as I see it. But I've been critical of Trump in the last month because that's how I see it. I see the administration going sideways. I see things happening that I don't like. I see things that don't look good. But I just call it as I see it. So when they released this last night, which is allegedly a Donald Trump signature on a book, and see, notice what they do here with this, how they edit it so that you can't see the full picture. So really you need to see the full picture, and I did send it to the crew. And I saw this last night, and I said, it looks fake. Looks fake to me. It kind of looks like AI, but it's like, how is the marker so perfect and so pure? And then you look at the book that's from the 90s, you can tell there's some aging, but somehow the marker is perfect. I've never seen Trump's signature look like that before in my life. I don't know. Maybe he signed stuff like that. I've never seen it. So the point is, I'm just here calling it as I see it. So now they might be doing some fake, just completely fake stuff. But you have to look at both sides of this. And you just have to be honest. I mean, for Trump to say again today that he had nothing to do with Epstein is just ridiculous. I mean, really. That's it might be a reach, but that's almost like me saying I have nothing to do with Alex Jones. It's like, oh, Mr. Schroyer. We saw you in a video with Alex Jones. We saw you in a report with Alex Jones. I say, I don't know Alex Jones. I know nothing of Alex Jones. I had nothing to do with Alex Jones. It'd be a blatant lie. So, I mean, Trump is in dozens of videos, dozens of photos. It's just ridiculous. And my guess is that drip they had yesterday where Epstein's brother and the legal team is going to claim, well, Epstein actually broke it off with Trump because he discovered he was a con man. No, I think what happened was Epstein discovered that Trump was cooperating in an investigation of Epstein. And that's when Epstein cut him off. or Trump cut off Epstein, but that's the phenomenon that happened there. So we're just going to call it straight here. So I'm not going to jump on and say, wow, look, total proof. Look at the signature. Thing looks fake to me. But see, this is what we'll get to later. I'm going to go to the clips now, but this is where we're going to get to this later, where Mehdi Hassan from MSNBC comes out and says, and he's commenting on another drip, drip, drip story from the New York Times. Trump's name is on contributor list for Epstein birthday book. It's like, oh, okay. So just more drip, drip, drip. And he says, the leftist MSNBC host says, where the F was all of this reporting in 2016, 2020, and 2024? Where were the effing Dems and their opposition research? How on earth has it taken this long for this stuff to come out? So you're asking the right questions. You're starting to get your sense of logic back. And you're realizing that it doesn't add up. Right. Where was it in the campaign cycles? Right. Why wouldn't the Democrats have used it? Right. Of course, they would have. So it's not a matter of why didn't they. It's they would have. So the point is that this is not coming from the Democrats, folks. I don't even think it's coming from the United States. Somebody else is trying to bend Trump over a barrel with this stuff to get him to do something they want. And look, the odds are, if you want to play the odds, it's Israel trying to get Trump to bomb Iran. That's my odds on favorite. And I think you look at the different circumstantial evidence, that's my odds on favorite. Trump is saying, we're not doing regime change. We're not going to get more involved. We're going to negotiate peace. And Israel is just wanting more war in the Gaza Strip, more war in Iran. They want the regime change, and Trump is saying no. So I think a friend of Netanyahu is probably, you know, at least one degree of separation away from Mossad, but, and, you know, connected to Mossad. And that's where the file is. That's where the Trump Epstein file is, and probably all the Epstein blackmail files are, and probably all the videos, too. So that's what I think is going on. I think they're just slowly drip, drip, dripping until they can get Trump to do a regime change war in Iran. So that's me putting on the tinfoil hat, conspiracy theory hat, whatever you want to say. But see, even Hassan from MSNBC is saying, this doesn't make sense. The Democrats would have ran with this stuff on three election cycles and didn't. Exactly. This is not coming from the Democrats. This is not coming from the American left. I don't even think it's coming from the American deep state. So you're asking the right questions, but are you ready to really start to understand how the world works? So I'll get back into that. I want to now go to Trump landing in Glasgow, Scotland, where he's going to be playing golf with some EU leaders and negotiating trade at his world-famous golf resort. So he gets off of Air Force One and immediately goes to take questions from the press. And here's how it went.
Welcome back. And we do have President Trump there in Scotland. Let's lift up the audio.
You have to work out?
Nothing. We I think it's more of a celebration than a workout. It's a great deal for both. And we're going to have a meeting on other things other than the deal. The deal is concluded. Well, that's what he does. I mean, you know, that's fine if he does that. That's up to him. It's not up to me. I'm with the United States. I'm not with France. I think it's terrible what happened with Hamas. They tapped everybody along, and we'll see what happens. We'll see what response Israel has to that. But it's getting to be that time.
Said there's a 50-50 chance of a deal. What is left to work out? What are the final sticking points?
I don't know. With the European Union, I think we have a good 50-50 chance. That's a lot.
What are the sticking points?
Well, I don't want to tell you what the sticking points are, but the sticking points are having to do with maybe 20 different things. You don't want to listen to all of them. Yes.
What advice are you going to have for our Prime Minister about free speech? Very important to people here.
Well, it is, but I like your Prime Minister. He's slightly more liberal than I am, as you've probably heard. But he's a good man. He got a trade deal done. And, you know, they've been working on this deal for 12 years. He got it done. It's a good deal. It's a good deal for the UK. So, I'll be seeing him tomorrow, I guess, tomorrow evening. And this is our wonderful ambassador, as you know. He's doing a good job. He's a very, very successful man. He'll be doing a good job.
The Royal and Ancient says you're going to have to improve infrastructure at Turnberry to bring the Open back. Is that something you're going to
have to do? I don't know. The best course anywhere in the world is Turnberry. The players all want to be at Turnberry. Everybody wants to be at Turnberry, so we'll see how that works out.
The infrastructure needs to be improved.
Oh, I think the infrastructure and the course is good. In fact, the Royal and Ancient, I don't know if you're aware of this, they spent a lot of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars, or probably into the millions of dollars, and they've laid all the wire for television and for electricity under the halls of Turnberry, so that when the Open gets there, they have it all done. They paid for that.
Well, we're talking about roads and railway stations. I don't know.
See, I don't know what you can do. All I can tell you is that it would be the best place anywhere in your country to have. There's no place like it. There's no place like Turnberry. It's the best, probably the best course in the world. And I would say Aberdeen is right up there also. Aberdeen's great. And while we're here, I'll be with my son, and he's going to cut a ribbon for the second course at Aberdeen, which is just about equal to the first. I mean, it's going to be a battle. They're very highly rated. And the second course is great. Sean Connery helped get me the permits. If it weren't for Sean Connery, we wouldn't have those great courses. No, I was never briefed. No.
Did you ask
Sean Connery shout out on a Friday?
Interviewing Maxwell, what are you hoping that they get out of that?
I really have nothing to say about it. She is being talked to by a very smart man, by a very good man, Todd Blanche. And I don't know anything about the conversation. I haven't really been following it. A lot of people are asking me about pardons. Obviously, this is no time to be talking about pardons. But a lot of people have asked about pardon. This is just not a time to be talking about pardons. Todd will come back with whatever he's got. You're making a very big thing over something that's not a big thing. You should be talking about, if you're going to talk about that, talk about Clinton. Talk about the former president of Harvard. Talk about all of his friends. Talk about the hedge fund guys that were with him all the time. Don't talk about Trump. What you should be talking about is the fact that we have the greatest 6 months in the history of a presidency, according to a lot of people. And we had an amazing...
Pause it real quick, guys. I don't know if you would... Trump doesn't get coached on how to deal with the press, right? And I don't think Trump is really taking advice, let's say, on how to address certain situations like say, with the Epstein deal lately. Now, he might talk to people about what they're hearing, but I don't think he's really taking advice. But you can tell the messaging is kind of changing a little bit. But it's like, if I could advise the president, I would say, you need to be a little more clear for the American people what you mean here, because the way you're attacking this and the way you're responding to this, it makes you look guilty. So what you need to do is you need to just take it another step further. Don't deny your relations to Epstein. It's undeniable. And people will get over that. What you do is you say, hey, they only want to talk about me, but what about all the people that were giving millions or billions of dollars to Epstein that he was managing their money? What about them? Why don't you talk about them?
What about all the people that went to the island? That's what the people really want to know. What about the videotapes from the island and the recording devices? That's what the people really want to know. So that's how you do this. So it's like, I get what he's trying to say. It's like he's had to say it 100 times now, and it's just been such an effective communication. But it's like maybe now he's finally starting to, okay, it's like, all right, I've thrown 100 straight balls on this issue. I can maybe throw a strike now. But it's still like right on the outside corner. Don't deny you had an involvement. Don't tell people not to talk about Trump. Just say, no, they're turning it into an attack on me, but they're not telling you about Bill Clinton going to the island. They're not telling you about Bill Gates and Zorro Ranch. They're not telling you about whose money he was financing and managing. They're not telling you about his sweetheart deals. They just want to make it about me. No, you know what? I want to know what was going on the island. Maybe we can get some information on that. What was Bill Clinton doing on the island? And you can slowly start to pepper some other names in there if you want. But many of those people may be his friends. But see, that's how you have to do it. So to come out and say, don't talk about Trump, or I never knew him, that's just bad PR, bad communication. You can easily deflect this deal. You can deflect this deal. And it's like you're getting closer. Yeah, let's talk about the island. Let's talk about Bill Clinton. Let's talk about all the people who have billions of dollars that he was managing their money. Who are they? This is what the people want to know. I'm with them. So it's almost there. And maybe after a round of golf, he can clear his head and find how to communicate that issue a little bit better. And then the Maxwell angle that's obviously about to get more interesting as well. But I just wanted to cut in for a second. And you can and just explain. It's like, okay, you're getting closer to having better messaging on this, but you're just almost there. All right, let's go back.
Union having, we're also meeting with, as you know, the head of UK, Prime Minister, and I look forward to that. But we're meeting in terms of a deal. We're meeting with the European Union. And that would be actually the biggest deal of them all if we make it.
Did you ask House Republican leaders to not vote on the resolution
about
policing?
No, I was never involved in that. I'm focused on making deals. I'm not focused on conspiracy theories that you are. I mean, I watch you people. It's so sad. You ought to talk about the success of our country instead of this nonsense you talk about over and over again.
You've done an amazing job on illegal migration in America.
I have.
People here are very worried about the situation. Record numbers.
Well, I say two things to Europe. Stop the windmills. You're ruining your countries. I really mean it. It's so sad. You fly over and you see these windmills all over the place, ruining your beautiful fields and valleys and killing your birds. And if they're stuck in the ocean, ruining your oceans. Stop the windmills. And I mean, there's a couple of things I could say, but on immigration, you better get your act together. You're not going to have Europe anymore. You got to get your act together. And we, you know, as you know, last month we had nobody entering our country. Nobody. Shut it down. And we took out a lot of bad people that got there with Biden. Biden was a total stiff. And what he allowed to happen, but you're allowing it to happen to your countries. And you got to stop this horrible invasion that's happening to Europe, many countries in Europe. Some people, leaders have not let it happen. And they're not getting the proper credit they should. I could name them to you right now, but I'm not going to embarrass the other ones. But stop. This immigration is killing Europe. And the other thing, stop the windmills, killing the beauty of your countries. Thank you very much, everybody.
Okay, so that was President Trump moments ago landing in Scotland and about to be doing some trade negotiations with EU leaders and hopefully playing a couple rounds of golf. Maybe he'll get out there on the new course. I think they said they have a ribbon-cutting ceremony this weekend with, I don't know if it'll be Don Jr. or Eric, but one of his sons will be doing that. So hopefully this will be some good R&R for President Trump, even though he'll be working. Hopefully getting out on the golf course will be some much-needed, let's say, nature therapy. what do they call it, guys? Forest bathing? Well, it's not quite that. I think those courses are pretty open, actually. But no, I think this will be good. I think this will be good. It's been a pretty rough last month for President Trump. There's no doubt about it. So maybe a couple rounds of golf can ease some of that stress, clear his mind, and get him refocused on messaging, and then, you know, on the issues that the American people are really concerned about. So I don't have much time left in this segment. We'll come back on the other side and play the clips from this morning of Trump on the tarmac. It's likely you've seen most of those, but I still think it's worth playing a couple for those that haven't. I will get more into the new drip, drip, drips here, and then President Trump's response to it last night. And it's certainly going a different direction now. I mean, the desperation here from who's ever running this is starting to show. And I guess, again, the communication has been the issue here. It's been self-inflicted wounds. But I guess the strategy now from Trump is just try to wait this thing out. And just let them release whatever they have, whatever else they're going to make up. And then whenever they're out of gas on that, you come back in, you do an end around, and on the back end, I guess you hope that you can get Maxwell to do some sort of a public testimony and name names. But even that is such an embarrassment, because you know, and this isn't even about a Trump thing, but you know they're going to say, oh, they cut a deal for Trump, and he'll pardon her, and maybe she'll go back to Israel or something. And so then they'll say, oh, see, you know, Trump twisted her arm to say this stuff. So then nobody will trust what she says. And you probably shouldn't trust her anyway. She's a monster. So I get it. It's politics. It's the legal world. Deals get cut with monsters. It's unfortunately true. But if she's going to get a deal and get a pardon, I hope we deport her ass. I don't want her in our country. That's for damn sure. So if there's any other country that'll take that monster, she can go ahead. But then it's like, so Trump just waited it all out, then come on the back end and say, all right, here's the sex trafficker. Here's what she has to say. It's not me. Okay? It's not me. See how that goes? So it looks like that's how they're trying to build this up and then close it down. But until then, oh, look, it's like, where are they getting this stuff, too? Somebody's got the file, folks, and it's not the Democrats. Unless they were, again, unless they're stealing records from the FBI or stealing records from some other government agency here, which is a crime, so there needed to be an investigation of who either doctored documents or who stole documents. But then, you know, this is maybe even the more embarrassing thing about the Maxwell ordeal. So Are we supposed to now believe, and this does happen in legal cases, but I guess what they're telling us now is that nobody actually investigated this. So Maxwell's never been asked about the people she was trafficking kids to. Maxwell has never been asked, or Epstein has never been asked about who else was abusing their sex slaves. Or who else was on the flights in the island? This has never been investigated. Is that what we're bringing? That's basically what they're telling us now. So now we have to investigate with Maxwell in prison. There's a reason why supplements are so big and so popular and have such a great result. It's because whether it's your diet, whether it's your exercise routine, the point is you're lacking in some very important vitamins, very important minerals that can make you healthier, live longer, and feel better.
We're also under constant attack, Owen, and that's what's very important. So the modern human living experience, the environment that we subject ourselves to, it's the equivalent of smoking like a couple packs of cigarettes every single day. Like, that's the bad food that we eat, that's the poison in the water, XYZ.
So it's kind of like what happens is, Rex Jones in studio with me, we're about to make a very exciting new product announcement here. So what ends up happening is, whether it's the modern day diet, or whether it's the modern day atmosphere, or whether it's, you know, a sedative state, you're not getting whatever it is you need to make your body function at its highest capabilities.
Absolutely correct. And that's why we created these two new formulas that are now live at thealexjonesstore.com. So we've got Methyl Drive here, and we've also got Power Plant. Now, both of them, at their core, they do around the same type of thing. It's increasing fuel for you to create new mitochondria. It's increasing mitochondrial efficiency. It's reducing oxidative stress and XYZ, other things like that. Now, I want to single out Power Plant really quick. If you're a guy and you're looking for a boost, a healthy, sustainable testosterone boost, we made Power Plant specifically for someone that wants to increase their free testosterone.
I remember when I was looking into supplements and stuff and different things, like, you know, people don't get enough boron. They don't even know what boron is. And I remember one thing that always stuck in my head, and that's, you know, it's just true. Well, what does boron kind of rhyme with, folks? Just leave it at that. You know what I mean?
We've got bits and pieces of a system here that comes together and provides you just the antioxidant support you need, the testosterone support you need, the mitochondrial health support you need. It's all there. It's all together. It's in both of these products. You could take both of these at the same time and experience a heck of a lot of benefits. Now, I would say younger, older. You're an older person. You need more overall body support. You need the overall antioxidant support. I would go with the methyl drive. But if you're a younger person or someone looking for a performance boost, I would go with the Power Plant.
I can enhance what I'm doing here maybe like tenfold with the right supplement routine.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that statement. Look, the reason why this is called Power Plant is because it has cordyceps in it. Now, of course, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell and all that, but cordyceps is like an elite top tier, S tier ingredient, which increases the amount of ATP you make, which indirectly helps you make more mitochondria, but beyond that, increases your oxygen carrying capacity. So you want to talk about workouts, you want to talk about power, you want to talk about strength, talk about Power Plant.
And that's what you need, especially when you're doing a heavy lift and you need to have good breathing, or you're doing long form cardio and you need to have strong breathing. That's where this is going to come into play. And when you started talking about the new product that we just came out with the PQQ and the CoQ10.
Yes, the methyl drive.
Folks, I'm telling you, it's like if I had to do a list of like, okay, if someone said you can pick five things that you're going to get in a supplement, like what are the most important things? Guarantee you, you asked me 100 times, PQQ and CoQ10 are on that list for me 100 times.
Vitamin B12, as-methylcobalamin, the good kind. Magnesium, coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, PQQ, black pepper for absorption. You can't ask for a better catch-all, really. And the synergy that both of these products have with the Methylene Blue is unparalleled. You will not find a better product on the market that's targeted in that specific way, because we made these for you, the customer, and for ourselves, because we believe in the product. We take the product.
TheAlexJonesStore.com to get these new products. Try them for yourself. I know they're going to become a staple. I see Rex working out here every once in a while. We've worked out in the gym every once in a while. And, you know, he's really excited about this stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Making talk radio great again. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, so we just heard from Trump landing in Scotland. I want to go back to this morning and just play a couple of these highlights. I know earlier today we've pretty much covered the entirety of Trump's kind of two pseudo press conferences, one on the tarmac, one outside of the White House. So let's play these clips and then look at the latest developments on this situation. So I suppose this is in response to the book, the image of the book that was published last night, where they're claiming it's a signature from Donald Trump to Epstein in 1997. And there's other images and other letters and stuff. So, there, you know, like I said, it's just the drip, 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 drip. And Trump did issue a statement. But here's what he said this morning when asked in clip three.
I don't even know what they're talking about. Now, somebody could have written a letter and used my name, but that's happened a lot. All you have to do is take a look at the dossier, the fake dossier. Everything's fake with that administration. Everything's fake with the Democrats. Take a look at what they just found about the dossier. Everything is fake. They're a bunch of sick people. Where did you see the people laying outside?
Right across the street from Lafayette Park, sir. Towards 15.
We'll take care of it.
And then finishing a comment off talking about the homelessness in D.C. So Trump writes letters all the time. Could he have signed a book for Jeffrey Epstein? Certainly it's possible. Does that implicate him in anything? No. He signs stuff. He sends stuff all the time. Calls people the greatest all the time. And again, it's just such bad PR. It's such bad messaging. Stop trying to connect this to the Russiagate hoax. Stop that. It's a totally separate thing. If you want to deflect on the Epstein thing, do what you did today and say, oh, it's Bill Clinton or, oh, it's Bill Gates. That's what you do. Talk about his financier work. Talk about his sweetheart deals that kept him out of prison. Talk about who went to the island. That's what you talk about. But to try to act like, oh, I didn't know Epstein. I know nothing about it. It's just ridiculous. And it's gonna look more ridiculous because they're just going to keep putting new stuff out that puts you at parties and weddings and beauty pageants and everything with the guy. Which is not proof of anything criminal at all. But then you start to act like it's not real or it's fake or it's like Russiagate. Well, now it's like, now you look guilty. And so, I mean, this is coming from one of his biggest supporters. That's what's so frustrating is you have all of these yuppies now. You have all these groupies and they just, oh, you know, everything Trump does is perfect and it's just so great. It's like you guys are messing this up badly. Because he sees you defending him when he makes mistakes and he thinks, oh, everything's great. No. Your best friend's wife is cheating on him, you tell him. Your best friend's business partner is stealing money from him, you tell him. You don't say, oh, no, you and your wife are the best. Everything is great. Oh, you and your business partner, it's the best ever. No, you tell him the truth because you care about him. And you want to set it right. So he posted this last night after they published that book, which I don't know. I think it looks fake. I've never seen a Trump signature like that. It looks like it's like a photocopied, superimposed, like AI signature that they put onto the book. It's what it looks like to me. It doesn't really match anything else. It's like, I mean, how many times have you signed stuff with a Sharpie? And you know, in 20 years, in 30 years, it ages a little bit. It sinks into paper a little bit. And this is like, it looks like it was just signed. And I've never seen a Trump signature like that. But even if it is real, there's nothing there that makes him, there's nothing criminal. Trump writes letters and signs stuff all the time. And we knew he was hanging out with Epstein. So he posted this after the New York Times published that last night. The radical left Democrats are doing everything in their power to distract and obfuscate from our great 6 months of service to America, results of which many are saying is the best 6 months in presidential history. They have gone absolutely crazy and are playing another Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, but this time under the guise of what we will call the Jeffrey Epstein scam. As things are revealed, and I hope will take place quickly, you will see that it is yet another Democrat con job. Hopefully, the grand jury files will put an end to this hoax. Of course, the judge is blocking those. And Obama judge Robin Rosenberg. Everyone should see what is there, but people who are innocent should not be hurt. Make America great again. I don't know what that means. People who are innocent should not be hurt. I'm guessing that means that there's people on the flight logs and other things that weren't, you know, engaged in sexual crimes. I'm assuming that's what, or financial crimes. But it's like even Trump is saying, oh, it's the Democrats. So, okay, I don't think it's the Democrats. No, I think if the Democrats were going to do this, they would have done it in one of the three campaign cycles, and they didn't. So I don't think it's the Democrats, but Trump says, oh, it's the Democrats. Well, okay, then you have to ask, how are the Democrats getting all of this dirt? Where are they getting it from? How are they getting it? Is somebody leaking it to them? Is there a leaker? because there's no way they sat on this in an election cycle. So they weren't sitting on this. They didn't have it until Trump got into office. So how are they getting it? Is there a leaker? Or before Biden left the White House, did somebody get in there and steal documents so that it could be used against Trump in his second term? Now, of course, both of these things would be crimes. But nobody's really going with that angle. So we're just saying, oh, Democrat hoax. Well, you know, words have meaning. So who's running the hoax? Who's leaking the materials? Where are they getting it? And that's why I used even the liberals, even the leftists starting to ask the right questions here. They're saying, and of course, they just wanted Trump destroyed earlier. And they look at this as this is destroying Trump. And it's MSNBC hosts, you know, where was this stuff in 2016 and 2020 and 2024? Exactly. Exactly. So I think this is just going to continue. That's the path it's on. And who knows? Who knows how much other crap they have? Who knows how many other photos and videos with Trump and Epstein there are? Who knows how many other birthday parties or letters or wedding invitations? I mean, it's just anything. It's like, yeah, clearly somebody has a Trump Epstein file. And clearly somebody every day is just kind of slipping a couple cards under the table, like, go ahead. Clearly that's going on. But yeah, you don't have somebody doing that for all the other people involved with Epstein. No, you don't have people doing that to former Israeli prime ministers that used to do business deals and hang out at Epstein's house. You don't have that going on. Nobody's releasing those files. Nobody's releasing the Epstein-Clinton files. Nobody's releasing the Epstein-Gates files. So yeah, this is clearly a hit on Donald Trump. And yes, the response from Trump and the White House has been a disaster. But it looks like at this point he's just going to wait it out. He's just going to wait it out and maybe now try to cut a deal with Maxwell to aim her against who's ever doing this to him. Now, Todd Blanche, the deputy attorney general, just finished up his second rounds of interviews or negotiations with Maxwell, and then he posted it last night. Today I met with Maxwell, and I will continue my interview of her tomorrow. The Department of Justice will share additional information about what we learned at the appropriate time. So we don't have anything yet. Now, the rumors are Maxwell's legal team has requested a pardon. So whatever's going on, they're trying to cut a deal, and she's requested a pardon. Her lawyer has made public statements saying that she has fully cooperated in this investigation. By the way, Ron Klain became the first witness for the Biden auto pen scandal to not plead the fifth, FYI, in his closed-door testimony. But I digress. So Trump was asked about pardoning her earlier today, and he said this.
Would you consider a pardon or a commutation for Ghislaine Maxwell if
cooperating? It's something I haven't thought about. It's really
recommended it.
It's something I'm allowed to do it, but it's something I have not thought about.
But you wouldn't rule it out, sir.
Why has the dollar?
So there you go. And I'm guessing, what is this footage on the screen here, guys? I haven't seen this. This is her going into prison. Okay. This is her before or after the meeting. It looks like they're delivering her legal documents for review here. Okay, so let's get to the other clips from Trump earlier today. And finish up first with the Epstein stuff here. Here's one more, clip 7.
But, you know, you should focus on Clinton. You should focus on the president of Harvard, the former president of Harvard. You should focus on some of the hedge fund guys. I'll give you a list. These guys lived with Jeffrey Epstein. I sure as hell didn't. Thank you very much.
Ms. President, just don't be part of the question.
So you can tell Trump knows a lot more about this. He says he's going to give you a list. He says they lived with him. But that's what I'm saying is stop calling it a hoax or trying to divert and make it like the Russian collusion. Just be like, hey, you know, I wasn't the only guy hanging out with Epstein. And my relations with Epstein were very superficial. Okay? I wasn't living at his place. I wasn't doing the deals. I wasn't flying to his island. I handled my own money, and I like grown women. So maybe talk to some other people that flew around with Epstein. Maybe talk to some other people that used to go to his island. Maybe talk to the people whose money he used to manage. So if they want to keep pushing it, he can start naming those names. And you see, the same frantic response, you might say, that people have had to the Epstein story in the last 3 weeks, now that will be aimed at the new names. Because it's really not a Trump thing. It's turned into a Trump thing, but it's not a Trump thing. It's an Epstein thing. It's a Maxwell thing. It's a blackmail thing. It's an intelligence operation thing. That's what we want to get to the bottom of. That's what we want. This isn't about burying Trump. This isn't about nailing Trump to the wall. This is about, I mean, really, I would say, if we go all the way, this is about exposing how these intelligence operations work so that the whole world can see how corrupt it is and we can start to have a movement politically to say, we got to shut this down. We can't have these groups, the CIA, MI6, Mossad, other intelligence groups, other proxy groups, running around the world, billions of dollars in cash, funding wars, toppling regimes, sex trafficking, money laundering. And then, of course, they're above the law because they're the government agents. That's what this is about. And you know what? Maybe, if there were other people involved in sexual crimes against women and children, maybe we can bring them to justice too for the victims of all of this. That would probably be nice. Trump closing it out though here in clip 4.
What are you hoping Todd Lance gets out of this meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell?
Well, I don't know about the meeting. I know it's taking place, and he's a fantastic man. He's a great attorney, and people should really focus on how well the country's doing, or they should focus on the fact that Barack Hussein Obama led a coup, or they should focus on the fact that Larry Summers from Harvard, that Bill Clinton, who you know very well, and lots of other friends, really close friends of Jeffrey Summers, should be spoken about, because, you know, Jeffrey Epstein should be spoken about. And they should speak about them, because they don't talk about them. They talk about me. I have nothing to do with the guy.
So starting to name the names, but then again, I had nothing to do with that. I mean, come on, man. Come on. And I had nothing to do with Alex Jones. I mean, it's just ridiculous. All right, he did talk about some other things. Talking about tariff revenue coming in here in clip 5.
And don't you feel it?
Mr. President, with all of that revenue coming in, tens and tens of billions of dollars, do you think there is the possibility of a rebate to the American public in terms of all of that money?
We're thinking about that, actually. We have so much money coming in, we're thinking about a little rebate, but the big thing we want to do is pay down debt. But we're thinking about a rebate. That's a very good question. You just made a lot of news. We're thinking about a rebate because we have so much money coming in from tariffs that a little rebate for people of a certain income level might be very nice.
Well, we called that one. I told you they'd start considering. I said they'll probably do a stimulus thing to try to get the approval ratings up. They're going to call it a rebate. But, yeah, did we say that on Monday this week, guys? When did we say that? We said they're going to just start throwing money at people to try to get the approval rating back up. Hey, fine, whatever. I think what should have been done was the Doge cuts. And then they said, oh, well, we'll make enough Doge cuts. We can send $5,000 to every citizen after the Doge cuts are made. So that's what you should have done. The incoming money on the revenues and the tariffs, that needs to go towards the debt. Now, Senator Hawley, said he's going to introduce legislation in the Senate to send a rebate check to every working person in America. So at least they're going to start that process. Where it goes from there, we'll find out. The federal government has opened up a PayPal and a Venmo account. You can volunteer to pay off the national debt. Isn't that fun? The federal government has given Americans the option to pay down the $36.7 trillion federal debt with PayPal and Venmo donations. This is beautiful. So all of the Democrats and all of the liberals that have been raising your taxes for years and always want to raise taxes, can't get enough taxes, they're all rushing to Venmo. They're all rushing to PayPal. They are voluntarily paying more taxes. The systems are overwhelmed. We're slicing into the debt now because we know that progressive liberals and Democrats are principled people and they are consistent in their beliefs and they really believe that people need to be paying more to the government, and so they all rushed to Venmo and PayPal and started to help pay off the debt, so much so that the systems were shut down. Thank goodness high-tax Democrats are such principled and consistent people with policy. Thank goodness. So we're slashing into the debt now. Did you pick up on my sarcasm there? I don't know. Is it a little obvious? Yeah. I don't think a single Democrat has. Guys, pull up the federal debt tracker for me, because I believe on that deal they have a debt per citizen on there as well. So I actually think it's brilliant. Oh, yeah, hey, anybody want to help pay off the debt? I mean, sure. Why not do it? But, you know, the Democrats that tip less and donate less to charity, but want to raise taxes, want to take your money, they won't volunteer their own. They never want to volunteer their own. So debt per citizen, $108,000. So everybody go and put $108,000 on Venmo in your PayPal and pay off the debt. But I actually specifically, Democrats that vote for higher taxes, you need to get on that. That's on you. All right? But no, you just love spending other people's money. You never volunteer to spend your own. And then, talking about his Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity might save Obama in clip 8.
Thank you, Mr. President. How do you think that the Supreme Court's ruling that benefited you on presidential immunity would apply to former President Barack Obama and what you're accusing him of doing?
It probably helps him a lot. Probably helps him a lot, the immunity ruling. But it doesn't help the people around him at all. But it probably helped him a lot. Well, he's done criminal acts. There's no question about it. But he has immunity, and it probably helped him a lot. He owes me big. Obama owes me big.
What are the?
So it's another way of telling all the people that were hyped up thinking Obama was about to get arrested that didn't happen. And of course, it never was happening. Now, he did go on to say that the people around Obama don't have the same protections, so they could have a problem potentially. But I'm still highly doubtful of that.
as well. And I think if you just look at the timing of it all, the timing tells you that this was more of a political stunt than anything else. But no, deep state criminals need to go to jail. They committed the crimes. They illegally spied on Trump. You think about all the crimes we've just witnessed in say, the last 5 years that need to be prosecuted. They stole an election. That needs to be prosecuted. They forced people to take a deadly vaccine. That needs to be prosecuted. They shut down the economy. That needs to be prosecuted. They politically persecuted and imprisoned many innocent Americans and people for their speech. That needs to be prosecuted. And yes, going all the way back to 2015, 16 and beyond, they illegally spied on Trump and other people in Trump's circle. They made up fake documents in order to parallel construct their reason to do so. Those were crimes that need to be prosecuted as well. So you can go on and on and on. But yeah, they all need to be prosecuted. Will they be? Well, that just might be a little too heavy of a lift. I'm not so sure if there's anybody serious enough. And I'm not sure if anybody's really ready to do that. Perhaps we will find out, though. All right, first hour coming to a close. And we got some other stuff from Trump here, but I'm going to get into the other news when we get into the second hour. Folks, remember, this sale comes to an end when the week is over. That's the buy one, get one free bombshell sale happening at thealexjonesstore.com right now. Buy one, get one free methylene blue tincture. Buy one, get one free Sheila Jeet gummies. Buy one, get one free CMOS gummies. Unleash your inner warrior with the buy one, get one free bombshell sale happening right now at thealexjonesstore.com. This week only, it's about to come to a close. Unleash your inner warrior. Grab a bottle of the Sheila Jeet gummies and get another bottle free, boosting your energy and stamina like never before. Or double up on methylene blue tincture to supercharge your cognitive focus with this incredible buy one, get one free deal. And don't miss out on the ultimate CMOS gummies. Also buy one, get one free to support your immune system and overall wellness. Shop now at thealexjonesstore.com and fuel your fight for health while supplies last. And you only have 10 hours left when you shop at the Alex Jones Store to be eligible in the two different raffles. The Ford F-250 truck raffle has 10 hours left. If you want to be eligible for that raffle, you need to get your shopping done in the next 10 hours. But you are eligible for the Jeep Gladiator Rubicon raffle as well right now. So you're eligible in two raffles when you shop at thealexjonesstore.com today.
You were just telling me that you had a brain disease. And you, what did you do to fix it?
I found this guy, he's a functional medicine guy, and he got me on methylene blue. And that instantly stopped everything.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. And so this guy's injecting in 1890, injects these rats with it, and then does an autopsy on these things. And their brain, the brainstem, every single nerve is blue. So he discovered this methylene blue has an affinity for neuronal tissue. So he says, well, it's sucking into neurons and working in the body. So we started putting it in humans. And we found out it's an MAOI, which helps with depression and anxiety and all kinds of life stress and stuff. It is so incredible that it acts as an electron donor to mitochondria, especially your neuronal mitochondria. So it helps you produce more ATP, and it helps you get rid of this stuff called reactive oxygen species. So you have an oxygen molecule that should have two hydrogens on it, and like your body's job is to convert stuff into water so you can pee it out. So if you get an oxygen molecule, it's got 4, 5, 1, it's a reactive oxygen, which we call free radicals. So methylene blue goes in there and balances a lot of those things out in your brain and your nervous system. So it is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
The strongest medical-grade methylene blue, and this is what I'm on. Total mitochondria cleaning, next-level energy. This is amazing. And you want to know what I'm on? Iris CMOS, Shilajit. This right here, look at that. That is power. I'm on intermittent fasting. I'm 8 to 3 o'clock today. And I stopped eating crap food. Stop drinking. That's what I'm on right there, baby.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.